Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Dan, we've lost our contestant.
Awesome. Hold on.
I just looked down to grab them on the phone. Try line two, Dan. Hang on. I think I got it. I got it. All right. Kevin Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ursina from Salem.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
I sure will. Kennedy, will you please exit the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you're going to win the money. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that, unfortunately, is a loss for you, okay?
Got it.
Here we go. Question number one. Jennifer Lawrence has officially given birth to her second child with husband Cook Maroney. What is her character's name in The Hunger Games?
Katniss Everdeen.
Gene Simmons, in typical Gene Simmons fashion, says, and I quote, "It's better be rich than poor, it really is. And if you're a miserable blank, it's still better to be a rich, miserable blank." Gene Simmons is famous for having a particularly long body part. Which one is it?
His tongue.
Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. What was Val's call sign in the two Top Gun movies?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember.
Question number four. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Jif is the most popular peanut butter brand in America. Which is second?
I would say Skippy.
Question number five. In an interview, Lil Nas X says it was Camila Cabello who helped him get his confidence back when it was time to kick off his new Dream Boy era. What is the name of Lil Nas X's debut album that also happens to be his first name?
I don't know.
Me either. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
This is new information to me. I didn't know that was his name.
You didn't know that?
Nope. All right.
Nope. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Cool jacket today, Kennedy.
Thanks. I got it at the Goodwill. Popping tags.
Ursina got three out of five, I believe.
Well done.
These are tough. All right. Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence has officially given birth to her second child. What is her character's name in The Hunger Games?
Katniss Everdeen.
Tied at one. Gene Simmons, in typical Gene Simmons fashion, says, quote, "It's better to be rich than poor, it really is. And if you're a miserable blank, it is still better to be a rich, miserable blank."
He should know.
Gene Simmons is famous for having a particularly long body part. Which one is it?
Tongue.
Tied at
no
two.
No hesitation.
Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. What was his call sign in the two Top Gun movies?
Iceman.
You're dangerous, Maverick.
3-2. Question number four. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Jif is the most popular peanut butter brand in America. Which is second?
Skippy.
4-3. Question number five. In an interview, Lil Nas X says it was Camila Cabello who helped him get his confidence back when it was time to kick off his new Dream Boy era. What is the name of Lil Nas X's debut album that also happens to be his first name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I didn't either. I never heard it before. Montero.
Montero.
Oh, Montero.
Yep.
Montero.
It was also one of the singles that we played from
him.
Yep. I knew it was the name of the song, but I just didn't know that was his name.
That's what I'm here for, to educate America.
I appreciate that, Dan.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Orsini, you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away without a prize. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Shucked April 8th, playing at the Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical, sure to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. For tickets, go to BroadwayInBoston.com. But those are your for free, so you enjoy that show, okay?
I'm so excited for those. Thank you.
Yes. You are welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I want to say to all of you, thank you for always keeping things positive. And I am Orsina from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. Presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
yeah.
Say hey to Meg from JP.
Hello, Meg.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So, Meg, you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a big ol' L on your forehead.
As yes, Smash Mouth once said.
All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear what's happening. Question number one, Maroon 5's keyboard player, Jesse Carmichael, turning 46 today. Name the song that Maroon 5 did about the Rolling Stones frontman that reached number one in America.
Moves Like Jagger.
Cardi B says her ex-husband has been harassing her for months, begging her to take him back and threatening murder-suicide. He's also been sending revenge porn of the two of them to Cardi's new man. Who is her ex?
Offset?
Question number three. Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. Which movie did he deliver this iconic line in? Take a listen.
I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. Sober up. Come on, boys.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your huckleberry. That's just my game.
Name the movie.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Roadhouse?
Question number four. Maury Povich and Connie Chung say they still get it on every Sunday. He's 86, she's 78, and they've been married since 1984.
Good for them.
What was Maury Povich's famous line that he did on that show? Or what was he famous for doing on that show?
For paternity test.
Question number five. John Wick 5 has been officially confirmed with Keanu Reeves returning to the role. I told you this was happening.
He's dead, spoiler alert.
He did not die.
Leave him dead.
He's not dead. I told you he was just sleeping on those stairs.
We don't need a fifth one.
What is the name of the hotel the assassins stay in at John Wick, where no violence can occur on the grounds?
I haven't seen any of the four.
Oh, okay.
I don't know on that
one.
Well,
then that's going to be hard for you.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I knew it.
I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I don't want to derail the game.
I am so happy about this. This just made my day.
Oh, when I walk in saying Carson saying I knew it, that means I got a hearing ear full.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Meg got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
And these are super tough.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming back from the dead, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Question number one, Maroon 5's keyboard player Jesse Carmichael turns 46 today. Can you name the song Maroon 5 did about the Rolling Stones frontman that reached number one in America?
Moves Like Jagger.
A Benny Blanco song, by the way, Kennedy.
Every song is a Benny Blanco
That's
song.
That's true. He has a lot of hits.
Or a Ryan Tedder song.
That's true.
Tied to one, question number two, Cardi B says her ex-husband has been harassing her for months, begging her to take him back, and threatening murder-suicide. He's also been sending revenge porn of the two of them to Cardi's new man.
That's illegal.
It's just all so wrong.
Who is her ex?
Offset.
Yeah, tied at 2. Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. Which movie did he deliver this iconic line?
I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. Sober up. Come on, boys.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your huckleberry. That's just my game.
Name the movie.
Tombstone.
3-2. It is Tombstone. Maury Povich and Connie Chung say they still get it on every Sunday. He's 86. She's 78.
Go ahead.
And they've been married since 1984. What was Maury Povich's? What was Maury Povich famous for doing on his show?
Paternity test.
Yes.
You are not the father.
4-3. Question number 5. John Wick 5 has been officially confirmed with Keanu Reeves returning to the role. What is the name of the hotel the assassins stay in?
Dang it!
Where no violence can occur on the grounds.
The Continental.
It is the Continental. Nice
job. We don't need a John Wick 5. I love Keanu Reeves and I love the franchise. But it's been the same movie 4 straight times. It's the same exact movie over and over again.
What's wrong with that? They're good.
Evolve.
As long as they don't kill his dog again.
Maybe the dog's coming back this time.
The dog's coming back from the dead. Ghost dog.
Great idea, Meg. Meg, super genius.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's going to make $1 billion. Who cares? What do I know?
Kennedy gets the win, Meg. You don't get the cash. However, you did get yourself a pair of tickets. You're going to go see Shucked April 8th. Playing at the Citizens Opera House, Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical, sure to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. So you enjoy that show, okay?
I sure will.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Meg from JP, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but
game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Becky from Seacom.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Becky?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
There goes Kennedy. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than her and you win yourself the $100. She is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Becky, are you ready?
I am ready.
Hans Christian Andersen was born today. You say Hans or Hans?
Hans.
Hans, yes. I feel like you say it like that.
Hans Christian Andersen sounds very American.
Hans Christian Andersen was born in today in 1805. He wrote The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina, and many others. What does the ugly duckling turn into?
A swan.
Question number two. Meghan Trainor has admitted to using Mounjaro to lose weight. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
Oh. Boston.
Question number three. Chelsea Handler says she stopped posting topless photos because her nephews asked her to, quote, I don't want to humiliate them, you know. I don't want to be like a joke. Chelsea had a late night talk show on E! For 7 years. What was it called?
Chelsea Lately.
Question number four. Creed's reunion tour is going so well, they've added more dates.
Let's go.
Finish the lyric from Creed's biggest song, Higher. Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with blank?
I know every word to that song, and suddenly I can't remember anything.
Well, he's not exactly Scott Stapp, so.
Question number five. Glenn Powell's mom shut down dating rumors between her son and Sydney Sweeney amid Sweeney calling off her engagement. Powell's mom says they are definitely not together. They did star in a movie together, though. What is it called?
Twisters?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What's going on at Seekonk nowadays?
Not a whole lot.
No?
It's a nice quiet town. Mm-hmm. We like it there.
Yeah. You're right on the water there, right?
Sort of. Yeah. Where I am in Seekonk, we're closer to like the Rhode Island line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Spent a lot of time down there playing lacrosse. My second favorite city in all of the land, Dan.
Yeah. You never stop talking about Seekonk.
Nope. Kennedy, welcome back. Becky got two out of five correct.
All right. Well done.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready to quit, Kennedy?
Yeah. No.
You are?
Oh, of course not.
Had her tripped up there for a minute, Dan.
What would we do if she did quit?
Leave with her. Follow her right out the door.
Well, there goes the moneymaker.
Hans Christian Andersen was born today in 1805. He wrote The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina, and many, many, many more. What does the ugly duckling turn into?
A swan.
A beautiful swan at that, Kennedy. Tied at one, question number two. Meghan Trainor has admitted to using Mounjaro to lose weight. Where in Massachusetts is Trainor from?
Nantucket.
Mounjaro, is that some sort of new training regimen?
No,
it's a weight loss drug.
It's a weight loss drug.
Oh, is it like the...
it's like Ozempic.
Ozempic, that's the one I've heard
different
of.
Different whatever, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Everyone needs to mind their business about what people are doing.
She can do whatever she likes.
She can do whatever she likes. 2-1, question number three. Chelsea Handler says she stopped posting topless photos because her nephews asked her to. Chelsea had a late night talk show on E! For 7 years. What was it called?
Chelsea Lately.
3-2. Creed's reunion tour is going so well, they've added more dates, Kennedy.
It's because the music's good. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, it's Creed and Nickelback, right?
I don't know if the whole tour is that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were doing some kind of thing together, but I don't think it's this.
Finish the lyric from Creed's biggest song, Higher, Kennedy.
Okay.
Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with blank?
To a place where... to a place where...
To a place with
what?
Blank.
With Golden Streets?
4-2, question number five. Glenn Powell's mom shut down dating rumors between her son and Sydney Sweeney among Sweeney calling off her engagement. I'm sure Glenn is so happy about his mom commenting about his love life. She says they are definitely not together. They did star in a movie together, though. What was it called?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a cute movie. Anyone but you. They had chemistry. They had some chemistry.
Yeah, that's the whole reason that this is the problem.
Yeah.
Because she was going to be married and now she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And him too. It's just, yeah, mm-hmm. There's a lot.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Becky, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 gift card courtesy of Owns the Never Ever Mets. Friday nights on Own are on fire. The new season of the Never Ever Mets is here starting April 4th at 8. It's on Own, and you can set your DVR right now to watch it so you enjoy that $100 gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Becky from Seacock. This is like my fourth time playing. I'm shameful, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.